We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Matt Perino joining us live, covers the Bills for Syracuse.com. You can hear him on the Shout podcast and much more. Matt, before we dive into the Bills, where around are you and what does it look like outside?
We're looking out at our window and my wife actually just braved the elements and took our little 15-pound dog out. Poor guy had to kind of bound around out there and try to figure out a spot to do his thing, and I think he did it. So small victories.
It's crazy. I can't imagine the dog. He's gonna build him a hut or something like that because it's hard to get out, about a foot of snow. Well, let's go back to Saturday night, Matt. Unbelievable. I don't know about you, but you know, we're watching this game Saturday, and you get all amped up, right, for the playoffs. It's New England, and it's one of the biggest games ever. And I'm 32 years old, and one of the biggest games ever for the Bills. And then you have, I mean, the first touchdown, unbelievable, on the first drive. Micah Hyde with maybe the play of the year. They score again. All of a sudden, it's 14-0, and we didn't know what to do, Matt. I mean, we were just kind of looking at each other like, what? What? No one expected that.
Yeah, going into the game, I think that kind of performance was possible. But, you know, all of those, like I think we talked about a couple weeks ago, there's so many ghosts for Bills fans with this team and with that coach. And what we're starting to kind of learn is that the Bill Belichick Patriots just really isn't the same without Tom Brady. And one of the things going into the game that I thought the Bills would be able to do was to force the Patriots to have to beat them with their passing game, because they learned through two games what it was going to take to be effective against their run game. They're fully healthy, which I think is one of the most important things this time of year, and why looking ahead, you know, when you're projecting what they can potentially do here over the next few weeks, you know, health is key. You know, Stephon Diggs and Cole Beasley last year going into the playoffs, they're two best receivers, all pros. They're both playing on like significant leg injuries. And so to have guys available, I thought Brian Daboll was masterful in the way that he used his wide receivers. Cause that was a big question going in. Isaiah McKenzie had a breakout game, you know, 3 weeks prior. How do you get him involved while still keeping Cole Beasley out there? And, you know, Gabriel Davis has been good. How do you utilize him while also giving Emmanuel Sanders the snaps that he needs? So I thought Brian Daboll did a great job, and all those receivers combined didn't have as many snaps as Dawson Knox, who ended up being one of the stars of the show with two touchdowns, one of them in spectacular fashion.
That was one of my big takeaways from this game, Matt, is it seemed like every single time the Bills were out there, I mean, even down to down, switching all the receivers that were on the field. I don't know, did we see that before to that extent in the regular season at all? Or was this just like this new playoff wrinkle that they're throwing in there to throw everybody off?
I feel like some guys have forced their hand. And one thing I think you really have to applaud the Bills coaching staff for throughout the season is their ability to adjust. Because early in the season, they wanted to go with a running back by committee approach where they were going to ride the hot hand. Whoever was good that week between Matt Breida, Devin Singletary, and Zach Moss was going to get the work. Well, over the course of the season, when that wasn't working, they pivoted and started giving it specifically, made Devin Singletary the feature back. And we've seen how he's kind of taken the ball and run with it, pun intended, I guess. And six straight games with a touchdown, eight or nine straight games without a fumble for Singletary. He had two touchdowns as well. And, you know, when you have this much talent, it's about finding creative ways to put stress on the defense with managing matchups and how to defend the different personnel packages when they're out there. And the Patriots had no answers. I thought by midway through the second quarter, maybe earlier, they just looked confused and defeated. And it's so uncharacteristic of a Bill Belichick coach defense.
Yeah, against the Patriots too, Matt, to be able to do that, I think made it that much sweeter. To turn our attention now, what we saw last night, you know, I think a lot of myself included, you go to bed at halftime knowing you're going to have to wake up a little early. And it seemed like a pretty close game. It was not how it ended in Kansas City. They took care of business, beat the Steelers, and now it's a Bills-Chiefs rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. This Chiefs team, though, not the same team that we saw earlier this year.
No, but capable of what we saw last night. And one of the problems for Pittsburgh in that game is their defense came out in the first half and was playing inspired football. I mean, T.J. Watt was being the game record that he is. He ended up running back a fumble for a touchdown. They took the early 7-0 lead. But the problem is they had nothing on offense. And when you can't put pressure on the Chiefs with your offense, as good as your defense is, you're not going to shut them out. You're not going to hold them down for very long. So you start to look ahead to the Bills game, and you know it's going to come back to the Bills offense, where they struggled a little bit last year in the AFC title game. It was just about getting drives going and scoring points. Now, this is a completely different Bills team now. I feel like, you know, I was listening to a show on Sunday, a podcast that I like, and they talked about one of the things that they thought makes the Bills so hard to defend now is that they don't have an identity. Like, we talk so much all year long about, you know, you have to be two-dimensional and you have to establish who you want to be. Well, in a lot of ways, you kind of want to keep it confusing for teams so they can't prepare for you. Now you have to, if you're the Chiefs, your defense has been up and down all year. You got to prepare for this passing game because it's so scary. But you now also have to prepare for a power running game. I mean, they use jumbo sets with a sixth offensive lineman that they put out there, de facto jumbo tight end in Tommy Doyle, who caught a touchdown pass the other night on a fun little trick play. And, you know, they're really hard to defend. And they have so many different options. And Brian Daboll has such a great understanding of his offense. So this is going to be superstar versus superstar, Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes, each with five passing touchdowns in the opening round of the playoffs. What are they going to do next, and who's going to be able to score more? Man, it's going to be fun to cover all week. I can't wait to get done in Kansas City.
Yeah, sounds like a blast. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy talking with you, and check Matt out, Syracuse.com, The Shout Podcast, and much more this week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.